a look at some of these charts.
I'd love to.
Well, right here, the United States is lowest in numerous categories. We're lower than the world.
Lower than
the
world?
We're lower than
what is that?
Europe.
In what? In what?
Take a look. Right here. Here's case death.
Oh, you're doing death as a proportion of cases. I'm talking about death as a proportion of population. That's where the U.S. is really bad.
Well,
much worse than South Korea, Germany, etc.
You can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
You can't do that is one of the signature lines from that, as well as it is what it is. But before we get to any of that, let's introduce our guest on the phone line is Dr. Aaron Bromage. He is a comparative immunologist and professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. Doctor, welcome back to the show. You're on WGN in Chicago.
Thank you for having me back on the show.
I'm curious about this. So the president was saying that the death rate per cases, that is, if you have COVID-19, you're probably not going to die from it in the United States, as likely as you are maybe in other countries. And the interviewer, that Jonathan Swan guy, said, well, that's not as important as the death over the population. That is, a lot of Americans relative to the population are dying. I'm already confused. Who's winning that little debate between the two of them? Which number is more relevant?
Well, they're both correct. It just depends on which narrative you're trying to spin. So if a country is doing well with testing like we are doing now, we're testing an enormous number of people, we get a better idea of the number of cases. So we're identifying cases more efficiently. So that way we can look at the number of those cases that move on to death and have a good case to fatality ratio. That is important information to have from a disease context. But if you're really trying to work out how well you are doing as a country controlling infections and therefore death, then it really comes down to the number of fatalities you have as a percentage of your population. So what we're seeing is we are doing well identifying cases. And when, because of we're doing better than other countries, it looks like our case to fatality ratio is better than them. But in reality, when you look at the number of fatalities as a percentage of our population, we are doing terribly compared to the rest of the world. So they're both important, but one spins a narrative that is not really correct in what's relevant of how many of your citizens are being infected and how many are dying.
It's hard to have this conversation without looking at some of these numbers and charts, but the death per cases, in other words, if we test a lot, then that denominator, that bottom number gets bigger, and therefore the ratio is more favorable, correct?
Correct. But that would be exactly the same across the world, up and down, depending on the age of the community that you've got, if people were testing the same. It doesn't tell you anything about fatality as a percentage of your population and infection spread.
Yeah.
We are just doing terribly controlling this virus in the U.S., and it's just running rampant through our communities. And because of that, we are having a large number of deaths, more than most other countries in the world.
As a comparative immunologist, think about that. This is a comparative immunologist. The number that matters to you is the death over the population. The population is fixed. That's the number we've got to deal with, our population, not the ever-changing number of cases. We see the death rate increasing constantly, and that number to you is troublesome, and that number is more important. So then the president was talking about other countries doing badly, and Jonathan Swan says, well, what about South Korea? He said in South Korea they've had 300 deaths over a population of 51 million people. Well, if you multiply both of those numbers by 6, you get our population of 300 plus million people, and that would mean 1,800 deaths. We haven't had 1,800 deaths. We've had 155,000 deaths. I presume that's a fair comparison then. South Korea is doing fantastically better than us, apples to apples, right, Doctor?
Yeah, so that's correct. So if we assume that South Korea has the same quality of healthcare as we do, and if that's a very broad assumption, but let's just assume they're able to provide healthcare at the same level that we do, then that would suggest the higher death rate that we're actually seeing in the United States would suggest that we have a much, much higher infection rate in our country. And that's exactly what we're seeing. South Korea and Taiwan have done incredibly well at controlling the infections, especially in the vulnerable populations, and keeping those infections low. And when you keep the infections low, you keep the morbidity and the mortality low, which is really what counts.
I don't know how much blame the president is supposed to saddle to this. I think there are vast cultural differences. I think maybe the people in South Korea are more compliant to a governmental body than the people in the United States are. I mean, those people that are blowing up at Walmart and Home Depot, I don't know what their politics are, I could guess, but I think that they were going to be that way anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can't assign blame to a president for the actions of his citizens that, you know, uniformly. But if we went with a uniform message from right at the beginning of this, and that is appreciating that science changes, you know, as our understanding of the problem changes, the science is updating that knowledge, and so we should update our behavior. And we've just found ourselves in the U.S. lagging so much in accepting what the new science is saying and what that means for the control of the virus. If when the science changed about masks was promoted from the federal level, the state level, all the way through to the county level, if that was done back in April or May, we would be looking at potentially half the number of cases that we have today and half the number of fatalities that we have today. But because the messaging has been so mixed in this country, it gives people either the excuse that they need or it just confuses them. And we can't all get on the same page and attack the problem together. In those countries, and I was just talking to a friend this morning in Taiwan, they've just implemented a mask law in 8 different venues, indoor venues now. And I was asking her, what does the compliance look like in that country? And it was just 2 big thumbs up, and it was essentially 100%. That's why they look different to us.
Here's another exchange between the Axios interviewer, Jonathan Swan, and President Trump.
Well, look at South Korea, for example. 51 million population, 300 deaths. It's like, it's crazy.
You don't know that.
I do. It's on the.
You don't know that.
You think they're faking their statistics, South Korea?
I won't get into that because I have a very good relationship with the country. But you don't know that.
Do you trust the numbers we're getting from other parts of the world, Doctor?
Well, there's certain countries. Like, I wouldn't rely on what we're getting from, you know, China, for example, or even Russia, for that matter. But in, you know, countries like South Korea, Taiwan, Australia, they have a national reporting database. Their systems are quite amazing with keeping up with this data. If anything, I would want to look at a mirror at our own data. I think that we have 50 states with 50 different reporting criteria, and the mess of data that we're getting back into our systems and trying to work out what is going on is actually quite, you know, terrible.
Right.
We have 30,000 deaths that we have a no assigned cause at this stage. Essentially, all-cause mortality is up 30,000. Our death rate could be much higher than what we currently think now because of our poor reporting of hospitalizations and deaths.
Just one last comment from the president as he was trying to save his case.
If you take a look at this other chart, look, this is our testing, I believe. This is the testing, yeah.
Yeah, we do more tests.
No, wait a minute. Well, don't we get credit for that? And because we do more tests, we have more cases.
Comment on that.
Well, it sounds like one of my students asking, can I get extra credit for something that I've done late? If we would have done this level of testing in February or March or even in April, things would look so different now. When you test late, when the epidemic is at the